Now comes the explicit pushback. These thieves and their schemes are not for you, my son, the author of Mishlei lovingly exhorts. Before detailing precisely why not, as the next few psukim will clarify, Shlomo HaMelech first simply expresses that embarking on this journey will not end well. The Gra explains the role of either section of the pasuk. It goes nearly without saying that one should not follow their overtly wicked plan, the path itself, and do so directly along with them. But beyond that, one must be exceedingly careful to not even allow one's feet, even on one's own that is, to begin the steady decline down the smaller trails which lead in that direction. As they say, it's a slippery slope. The declarations of the evildoers over the past few psukim have been unbearably blatant. Our discussion has centered on nothing less than theft and even murder. However, even though nearly all of us are far from considering engaging in such ruthless, grotesque activity, we can often understand just how terrible a particular characteristic or behavior is, even in the less significant instantiations, by probing its more extreme expressions. For example, Rav Meir Twersky Shlita highlights how even causing a small bit of embarrassment to another can be seen to be monstrous when we realize it is but an earlier step on the spectrum of utter humiliation, something, Chazal say, can cause one to forfeit one's share in the world to come. We must recognize a cliff when we see it. We don't stand too close to the edge. By realizing the potential for complete ruin in this type of act, we understand that it must be entirely avoided.